Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. The light goose conservation order goes into effect after the regular goose season ends.
In 1999, the light goose conservation order was put in place, and it's an effort to try and reduce the total population of light geese to address the overpopulation in the Arctic, trying to bring that population back more in line with what the habitat can support.
Dave Morrison is waterfowl program leader at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
During the conservation order, basically all bets are off. Unplugged guns, electronic calls, no bag limit, shooting hours extended to a half hour past sunset. I mean, basically the gloves come off and you just go try to do what you can do.
He reminds hunters the conservation order is a management action and not a hunting season.
We're doing this as a management practice, and if you're going to take large numbers of geese, make sure that they're put to use. Don't just leave them. Don't just sit there and pile up dead goose after dead goose. Make sure that you never put yourself in a position to look bad to the public.
The conservation order goes into effect January 28th in the east and February 6th in the west and runs through March 30th in both regions. That's our show, made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.